Hello?
Hi, is Abdulin?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, Abdul, my name is Sam. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm well. I'm well. I'm actually in the underwriting department. Your file got sent over to us. Just kind of
Yes, sir.
wanted to give you a call, do a little quality control, make sure we're all on the same page for what we'd like to accomplish here. Do you have a
Sure.
couple minutes to talk right now?
I have a lot of minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll try not to take up too many of them, but
No,
see.
it's okay. I'm kidding.
Sure. Okay. So I'm going to start off pretty basic. I just need to confirm kind of what we have here on file. So forgive me if this is a little repetitive.
No problem.
Now, the name of the business, it's Febline Inc. Is that
Yes,
correct?
sir.
Okay,
Yes,
perfect.
S
And I,
Corporation.
oh, it's an S corporation. All right, I got it. And I have you as the 100% owner. Is that right?
Yes, by the bylaws and everything.
Okay, excellent. And how long have you been in business? I see it's a pretty short time.
Okay, let me tell you the story as I
Yeah.
told it to Mr.
Sure.
Tyler. We have been as a family in this business for over 4 years. My dad was started this business. Then my dad retired and he wanted me to take over. And I established the company back in October 22, 2015.
Okay.
But I put it on hold with my CPA. And we didn't file for the taxes because I was in a training period. Because my dad had a very successful operation, I had to be trained very well.
Okay.
Okay? And it took some time. Now, when I was ready, I told them I need to run my own operation. It's my own company. And I started in July. Okay?
Okay.
And we
Okay.
started growing. What we do, we are not, we spend, as I told Mr. Tyler, the money is needed to fund us through advertising and marketing. We are heavily invested into Google, heavily. I told them we pay them something like $1,000 to $1,500 a day. Okay?
Oh, wow.
They
Okay.
have Google have certain programs. Google is not what you see. Sometimes you go and search for somebody and you find them and that's it. No. Google has a program where they attract the clients for you.
Sure.
Okay? And they have to get paid for that because they do an excellent job. It's Google. They are the
Yeah, everybody goes
control the
through Google,
market.
right? Yeah.
Yeah. And they were cheap. They were click for 75 cents, $1, but when they became so big and everybody wanted them, their clicks became $3 a click.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, except in the weekend, nobody uses them. They lower their prices. So,
Okay.
we invest with them, and when we started investing with them, this AdWords program, we found the return was very good. They know how to get clients for you. They know how to attract clients. They help you, they set you up, and they scrutinize you because they are scared of scams and they are scared of people using Google for
Sure, that's their reputation on the line, yeah.
exactly. It took us 1 month. When Dad started, it took him that time 1 month to get his business approved by them. And it took me 1 month to get it approved. Now we got approved in May, June, I think, and we launched. Now from the processing, you will see we started slow. We started with $26,000 in revenues. Then we started jumping up to 50, then 78. We closed October 100,000.
Oh, wow,
Now,
that's definitely growing for you.
yes, and but because we are increasing our payments to them. Now,
Yeah.
at that stage, I stopped because I didn't have the right financing to continue. But when the holidays are coming, that told me get an advantage. You have 2, 3 months coming where you can go up to 160, 170. I tried it before you, it worked. people go get incentives. They have money they want to spend. They keep their things stuff to buy at that moment or to get help at that moment.
Sure.
So I wanted help. I got a letter from you. I don't know. It came actually to my dad's company because he has been before. And
So you addressed it
to him, telling him, if you are interested, we are ready to help you. He said, look, I'm not interested. This is your business. Go talk to these gentlemen and see if they accept to take you because you've been running only for 4 or 5 months. I've been running for 3 years, but I'm not running anymore.
Sure, sure.
And I use your help in a lot because all the contracts he built and the reputation he built with Google, I inherited it in his name. So sometimes, many times, I work still under his name umbrella, but his company is not operational. They know him.
Yeah.
Okay? So I sometimes pay them through his company. Till I build my own reputation. It's like you. They want history. Everybody wants history.
Sure.
Okay? So that's how it started, and that's how it is growing. And believe me, it's a growing business. And I took a lot of his clients. He has 35,000. Many of them, when they want to renew their contracts, they come to me. They renew with our company. Because when we advertise sometimes, because we know his company is known, it's well-rated on BBB, and everything is working, we tell them that we have a history. We are not new in this market.
Yeah.
And that's helped us a lot, to tell you honestly.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, I want to build it in my name. I want it to grow in my name. And that's why when I talked to Tyler, and I opened up. I told them everything. Look, I'm not hiding anything.
Mm-hmm.
This is my statement. This is how I started. I haven't been long. If you do not take short period, people, tell me from now. I don't waste your time. You don't waste my time.
Absolutely.
It's a business transaction.
Yeah, it's easier that way for both of us to, you know, put everything out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, lay everything. We're not trying to hide everything. I have a good credit score. I have, thank God, our company has good reputation. Google is happy with us. We are happy with them. Everything is running smoothly. Now we are launching a new program with them, with a contract. I'm sure you know of QuickBooks.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We are signing a contract of QuickBooks, and we want to launch it through AdWords on Google. But I found myself short of cash. I cannot. I know if you are not well financed, you will fail.
Yes.
That told me. He said, "Listen, you cannot finance it. Don't do it. You will fail. If you can finance it, do it. You will grow."
Absolutely.
So that's what I'm doing right now. That's it.
Okay.
And
so
I told them,
yeah.
I hope you have a program that suits me, and we can work together.
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely sounds like you have the opportunity for growth. The barrier is just what you said, getting the financing. And you know, I can be pretty upfront with you and let you know that you know there are some challenges on the file. You are being looked at as a relatively new business. I understand the story.
I
understand the story completely, and that does help a lot because we don't just look at the numbers, we take the full story into consideration. So that's the purpose of my phone call right now, to kind of understand you, understand exactly kind of, you know, what the plan is moving forward so I can get some options that make sense.
That's how I started my conversation with Taylor. Tell them, listen, if I am not open with you, you are going to find something that, you didn't tell us this, you didn't tell us. I'm going to tell you from A to Z and then leave it with you.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'll tell you what. So I have a couple questions for you.
Go ahead.
Because I do think that we are still going to have some programs for you, even with the relatively short amount of time that we can work with on paper.
I told them, listen, by the end of the year, I'm going to have more data for you. I'm going to have more results for you. If I need anything, I'm going to come with you. I'm going to come and ask you.
Absolutely. And I see just over the past 3 months, the numbers jumping up there, and especially coming up to this time of year where you guys are going to be busy, you can only imagine that's going to grow.
Exactly.
So my goal here is to at least get something. Our options might be limited because of the time in business, but we are going to have some options. So I want to find something that will at least allow us to establish the relationship and give you enough to at least start that initial growth. And then that way we can kind of get the ball rolling on it, let you get through these next couple of months where your sales are going to rapidly increase, and then we can revisit it again where I'm sure we're going to have a lot more options on the table, especially if we have this existing relationship. That's my thought behind that. Do you follow with
it? I really appreciate that. You are the only one who talked to me like this.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, good. I mean, like I said, I want to find something that makes sense. So I'm looking at the notes that Tyler has here. And it looks like he says you're looking for about 25 to 35,000. Does that sound right to you? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And that is, if I understand correctly, it's going to go, I mean, a number of different places. There's the Google AdWords, but also the QuickBooks venture that you're looking into. Is that primarily what it's used for?
Once we launch that program, it will go into both. The majority will go to Google, and then the rest will go to the contract we sign with QuickBooks.
Okay, perfect.
We already launched one with Norton. I didn't need much money for it. I had some reserve, but it is starting. It's slow. You know, when you don't put real push in it, it takes you so much time to build it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but I wanted to do it. So I started it. I told them, look, if I can get more, I'm going to build Norton also, because I've got Norton already running.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm running it at my size. I don't want to jump the stairs 3 steps at a time and break my neck.
Yep, that's a common mistake a lot of business owners will make.
No. I had a good teacher.
Good. Yeah, no, it sounds like you have a pretty good handle on what you would like to do and what you're capable of doing. Which is very important. So now I see, you know, we're looking for about 25 to 35,000. So I see the initial bank statements, but do you have a number right now that you're projecting for your gross annual sales? Is there something, you know, are you able to project that at this point?
Well, if I keep like that, I will close $1 million easily.
Okay. Yeah.
To tell you honestly.
Yeah.
2017, I will break the million barrier.
Sure. Okay.
And if I keep growing by the end of this month, by the end of January, with the high season, I'll be getting between 300,000 to 400,000.
Oh wow! Well, let's work to get there then. Okay. Now, do you have a time frame on how soon you need the funds?
Look, I told Taylor something. I told them, look, I already negotiated the deal with Google.
Yeah.
And they approved me, but I'm holding back.
Oh, okay.
I need it because Thanksgiving is coming. Christmas is coming. So as fast as you can help me, I'm ready to start. I got the approval from them.
Okay, perfect.
It took me 3 weeks to work with them. I didn't tell them I'm not going to start.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to go ahead and get that approval.
Yeah, just get it approved and then see what I can do later on. I don't want to come to you and I don't have an approval. What shall I do with the money?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we have the approval. The money is ready to be put to use as soon as it's there.
Exactly.
So it's just the financing we got to get over.
So
okay.
As soon as you can help me, I can start.
I gotcha. Now,
you can help me tomorrow. I start Monday.
Yeah, we can work on that schedule. We can work on it. Now, I have a couple more questions for you. I see I see on the credit report a few inquiries from some lending companies.
Okay, let me tell you the story of the credit report.
Yeah, tell me.
Okay. 2 years ago, I had an accident, and I made a plastic surgery to my face.
Oh, wow.
And but thank God everything is fine. So I took a loan because, you know, plastic surgery costs a lot of money. It's not covered by insurance. And then I was paying that loan. And I call the Synchrony Bank, which is the worst bank you can ever deal with in your life.
Ah, geez.
I told them, listen, I want to make a deal with you. I want to pay it off. I don't want to keep going on like this. They said, fine. I said, how much do I owe you? They said, $13,000. I cut a check. I paid it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I closed that. Now, every time I started applying for a credit card, somebody used to tell me you have a delinquency on your credit report, although your score is high. So what are you talking about? I never noticed. I only look at my credit score, 720, 730, 740, 715, whatever it is. So I requested all my credit reports not long time ago, about a couple of months ago, because sometimes credit card, American Express gave me a gold unlimited for my business. But they didn't look at it because I explained it to them and they double checked it.
Yeah.
So what happened is that Synchrony Bank, when I paid them, they never reported it to the credit bureau.
Oh, man.
And they put me in delinquency. So what I did, I hired a company called creditrepair.com.
Sure.
Okay. I can give you my password and ID, and you will go in and see all everything recorded on my three credit companies are positive. Positive, positive, positive. I told them, look, listen, this is my story with these guys. And they kept me running around from one guy to the other till I really, really get fed up about a month ago. And I called them and I went directly to their one of the top guys, I don't know who it was. And I told them, look, you've made my life miserable for 1.5 years.
Yeah, I believe it.
You better go and report to these credit bureaus. I do not owe you a single cent. You never sent me a letter saying that I don't owe you money. You never sent me a receipt. I trusted you. I have the copy of these checks. I don't know where they are now. I paid them a year ago. Okay?
Yeah.
And now I'm going after you with the creditrepair.com. And you have received letter from them. They admitted. I told them, why didn't you respond? They said, well, we have 30 days to respond. We have 60 days to respond. I told them, you are crooks. You should go and now respond to them. Till I got to the right lady. It was a very nice lady. She said, I promised you that I am going to send these letters and tell credit bureaus to keep the challenges. We are responding to them. And you will see that I challenged them. I challenged all three of them. And we are going to get it. I don't owe anybody anything. Credit bureaus are the worst people to deal with, because if something happens, I called all three of them. I told them, listen, these guys said, oh, this is not our problem. This is your problem. You go talk to Synchrony Bank and see what we will do, and then we will take action. Well, I couldn't reach anywhere with Synchrony Bank, so I came to this company. It's a very well-known company. It's called creditrepair.com.
Sure, yeah, I know.
I'm ready to give you my ID. I'm ready to give you my password. Go and log in. See what we are doing over there and what they are doing to them. And see how many positive reports we have on my credit. I'm not trying. I told Tyler, listen, I'm not hiding anything.
Oh yeah, no, I see it. I'm looking at the report right now, and you know, I mean, to be fair to you, like, you're absolutely right that it's just that one Synchrony that's on there.
They wouldn't remove it.
Yeah, so you know, I think I have you at a 716 right now, just for your reference. That's the score
really?
That came back for us.
I looked at it, it was 728. Probably something, I don't know.
Yeah, it can fluctuate. You know, if, let's see, it looks like one of the things for you is, no, actually, it's not even that bad. Your revolving available balance, you have 75% of your credit available to you. It's not a bad place to be.
Yeah, I don't use my credit card much. I don't use them except when I got the gold card for American Business, I showed them something. I showed them, look, because I used to pay Google by it. tell them, look, have you seen how much money I gave Google? They couldn't believe their eyes. He said, all this for Google? I said, yeah. And I never defaulted, because the gold card is not a card that you pay it over time. By the end of the month, you have to pay it. It's called revolving credit card.
Yeah.
Where they issue you the bill, they give you 15 days, you settle it, end of story. And I told them, look, I'm not even waiting for you to send me the bill. I'm paying you over time because I'm getting revenues. Why should I wait for you? And I started with them with 7,500. Now my limit is 50,000.
Oh, wow.
And they tell me, if you want to, I told them, no, 50,000 is more than enough. Leave me alone. I don't want more money from you.
Sure. Okay. Well, yeah, as far as the credit goes, I don't see that being an impediment to getting you an approval. Really, our largest obstacle that we have to work through is just the length of time in
the
business.
The short period of time. Yeah.
Yeah. So the credit is something, you know, there's the one thing from Synovus, but I mean, we're going to be able to work through that one easily. Now, have you gone to a bank to try to get this financing yet? Or
Banks wants you collateral, wants you to give them a lot of stuff. They want minimum two years of tax returns or whatever. They need 2 years. Banks do not talk to you without 2 years.
Okay. All right.
I tried everything.
I see.
Although I have a very good relationship with them.
Oh, I believe it. Now, I see a few inquiries from, they're not quite banks, but I believe they're lenders of working capital. I see yellow.
Yeah, yeah, I tried. Financing. They all denied me because of the short period.
Same thing. Okay. Yeah. And that's what I was wondering.
I told them. I even gave them the name. One of them was Swift. I received a letter from them. And that's why how I learned to talk to Tyler. I didn't know. I applied. And then said, sorry, we cannot. I said, why? Well, what's wrong with me? He said, well, you have 3-4 months. We cannot. We need more history. I said, okay, why didn't you tell me from the beginning? They said, we didn't know. I said, okay, from now on, I need to tell people like this. So the only hurdle that stopped them was that short people. That's why I told Taylor, so then listen, I don't want to waste your time. I'm going to tell you honestly from now. It's a 4 months. Check it out before I apply. I'm not going to apply. Go check it out and let me know and send me an application if there is a chance to be approved.
Yes.
He called me next day. He said, no, we have different programs. We might adapt you in one of our programs till you build more credit, till you have 6-7 months of data. Then we will have a different talk.
And that's kind of the approach. Yeah, that's the approach that I want to go forward here with. Like, you know, be able to get you the 25 to 30 right now. But now, so I mean, obviously you've never done a working capital loan before, correct?
No.
Okay, so I can give you a little rundown of kind of, you know, the general way that it works, right? So once we're able to get you approved and we figure out an amount, we would then deposit that cash into your account directly as unsecured cash. You're free to use it however you would like.
That's what I read in your letter, yes.
Now, our terms, this is where it's going to get a little more specific to your file. So the terms are generally shorter terms. They range anywhere from 3 months to usually about 24 months for first-time customers. Now, yours, because of the time in business, that's obviously going to be limited. So we would probably be looking at something on a shorter term. And the purpose of that is to establish the relationship with us. So the thought is get you in on something that's enough to start working with on a short enough term that, you know, we feel safe that we're able to do it and establish the relationship and have more options for you when we come outside of these busy months, where we'll have more data to actually get you approved on. Now, with that, okay, so we're a private business bank, okay? So we do in-house lending. We also have programs where we partner with a few lending arms. So I see a note on here that you do not want to be shopped around, and that is a very good thing.
No.
Because that will cause your credit to drop a little. But
I know.
What I would like to recommend to you is, first off, I want to get you approved for our in-house programs that are able to get an approval based on 4 months, because that's what we have to work with. Now, those options are limited. So if I'm not able to get you approved on those, I do have one or two other programs where we partner with an outside lender, where we would go 50-50 on it, but we would have to bring in a third party for that. So if that is the only option that's available, I just wanted to clear with you if it would be all right to pursue that.
What's the option with you that might get me in with to work with you directly?
Yeah, so what I would like to do is submit you to get approved for about the $30,000 on probably either a 6 to 12 month term.
That's not bad with me.
And that's what I'm going to be shooting for. That's going to be my first option.
I don't need more than 12 months, definitely.
Okay, that gives me some room to work with then.
Yes. Okay. I work with you between 6 to 12.
Okay, absolutely.
Because what I am expecting to come back is not a big problem for me.
Sure. Yeah, and I see that, especially if the growth continues. Yep. We would probably be at the point that we would be able to do something in 3 months. And what I would like to do is get you into a program that if we do get you approved for 6 months and we want to do something else in 3 months, I want to get you into a program that offers interest forgiveness at that point. So if we wanted to get you more cash.
I'm ready to take the 6 months even, because I know what I am doing.
Good. Okay. Good.
And what my dad taught me how to do it. Okay, so you know this 20 to 70 to 100? I never took a loan from anybody to do that.
That's impressive.
I risk. I risk. I know Google will not let me down. I know Google is my only chance of doing it, not Microsoft, not Bing, not all this kind of crap that's
Yeah, Google's the one main player, yeah.
Yeah, and Google, and you know how hard it is work with Google these days? You have no idea.
I'm sure everybody wants to.
Everybody wants them. That's number one. And they are scared to get a bad reputation from people running something unlawful on their name.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They will shut you down without notice. And that's what we have been able to avoid by what? By we submit to them their basic requirement, okay? Mm-hmm. They assign an agent for you to help you out, to tell you, no, this is wrong. Don't do this. Do this. Okay, we change. Then we submit again. Okay, now we are better. Now let's go to a higher stage. They keep working with you till they reach a stage they will not turn you down. Yeah. If you do not cooperate with them, they will tell you, okay, sorry, we cannot continue with you. Go put your house together and come back after 1 month. So I worked with their people. I had my IT guy. I told them, listen, you do whatever they tell you to do. Okay, I don't want to get declined, because it's going to take me another 30 days to apply again.
Yeah, no, that's a big step, getting that approval.
Yeah, so we got approved.
Okay. Well, now I want to get you approved over here on our end.
Yes. I tell you, if it is a 6 months, go for it. Just let me know how it's going to work, and we will do it.
Okay. All right. So I'm at the point, I'm going to go ahead and give a green light on the file. We are going to submit to get the approval. Now, it usually takes about 24 hours to do that. So I'm going to do, I'm going to move it along, and I will have either myself or Tyler go ahead and give you a call tomorrow afternoon to either give you the terms or at least give you an update on where we are.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot for the time. I appreciate it.
I still hope we can get it, really. I do.
Absolutely. But, me too.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Abdul.
Do you think we have a chance?
I think so. I do.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I
thanks,
really
Abdul.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.